Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Hancock's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, as I've said on this show many times, there are certain people that are absolutely indispensable resources in the battles that we fight. I think of Mark Leonard, the American Free Press in this regard, and Michael Collins Piper. I think of Father John Martinez, who immediately comes to mind. My good friend Dale Crowley, the longtime host of Focus on Israel at WFAX up in Washington, D.C., who was on the show yesterday and will be a regular with me on Wednesdays, also comes to mind. I think of Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television and the Republic Broadcasting Network, and the list goes on and on. Those people that are with me in this fight and who've been at it for a much longer period of time than I've been are people that I learn from, and people that I use as an ongoing resource in helping me to educate myself and helping me to educate those who listen to this show who are looking for the same process for the same reasons. Chuck Carlson is one of those people. If you are not familiar with him, you need to be. You can find him online at WHTT.org, www.WHTT.org. That stands for We Hold These Truths. Chuck Carlson, much like Dale Crowley, has been fighting the good fight for a long time as a Christian in opposing the heresies of Christian Zionism and opposing the trend of Christian Zionism, which is to draw the United States into a third world war in the Middle East. Chuck, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. It's good to be with you.
What's the latest with We Hold These Truths, Chuck? What are the kinds of projects that you see out there on the horizon for you and for your organization here in coming days?
Well, the next thing that's going to happen is that on the 9th of September, we will be in Modesto, California, and there we'll be doing a vigil at A Night to Honor Israel, which is John Hagee's big promotion, big fundraising promotion, and for the state of Israel, and one of the most damaging events that has ever been done to, I think, to Christianity, is the abuse of Christianity that goes on under the name of the Night to Honor Israel. And this will be the sixth one of his programs that we have done vigils at, picketed. We've set up active pickets where we have people there. And one of those vigils was done in Washington, D.C. in July, and I just noticed that it was covered by a couple of publications. One of them was the American Conservative, and they wrote an article about John Hagee's program and our coverage of it and our pickets there, and they described our big yellow signs and what is on them. There, we take great, large yellow signs. One of them is 4 feet long and 4 feet by 8 feet, and so that they're easily read. And we make sure that everybody that goes into these meetings gets our message, a message of things like blessed are the peacemakers and choose life, not war. And then it does openly state that A Night to Honor Israel is an apostate form of Christian practice.
We'll be back, Chuck Carlson, if We Hold These Truths. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find Chuck Carlson at WHTT.org. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths joins us today for 2 hours. You can find Chuck's website at WHTT.org. We Hold These Truths, WHTT.org. Chuck, talking a little bit about Hagee's recent event that was sponsored in Phoenix, and now you're telling us he's got one that's coming up in Modesto, California, where we hold these truths, plans a presence there to protest what he's promoting. I'd like to read a quote from John Hagee, which appears in an article of yours that is entitled, "Radical Israel Seeks Support of Judeo-Christians for Culture of Death." And this is your article. You quote John Hagee as saying as follows, quote, "I would hope the United States would join Israel in a military preemptive strike to take out the nuclear capability of Iran for the salvation of Western civilization," unquote. That's an absolutely incredible statement, Chuck, for a variety of reasons. Unpack some of what you think is behind this statement made by Pastor Hagee.
Well, This is not something an isolated incident. This is a policy that he states all the time. See, this is not something he said only one time in a bad moment, a rash moment, or that was misinterpreted. He says words like this constantly. He is supporting Israel's, the most radical element in Israel's desire to bomb Iran. And, of course, what their effort is to lobby the United States government to bomb Iran for them. The State of Israel would prefer not to do it themselves. But the Likud party and the most radical elements even of the Likud party, such as Benjamin Netanyahu, who's likely to end up being the prime minister, they want to do this. And so Hagee is essentially carrying out the will of the State of Israel. And he does this based upon the bizarre interpretations, and I say bizarre now because at first we wondered about these things, but finally they've come to a place where we just must say that these interpretations of the Bible are screwy. They're just off-the-wall, unbelievable interpretations, but they are believed and listened to by literally tens of millions of people in the United States. So Hagee's words, which he says these same words at every one of these meetings, night to honor Israel, and the State of Israel is there with the Likud party members and others to carry on these events, and then they result in being basically lobbying efforts against the local congressmen and legislators. Usually the congressmen are invited. Many of them come. Others can't come, but they send people. Local mayors and local politicians come to these nights to honor Israel in the local communities, and they're fed a steady diet of Israel first. Israel must come first. And it's not just Israel before the United States, which it is. It's Israel's interest first before our interest here in the United States, but it's also Israel before Jesus Christ. Because in these nights to honor Israel, I've listened to several of them on tape, and other people have gone to them and sat through these things, agonized through them. Jesus' words are practically never stated. If so, it's just a fleeting mention of anything that Jesus ever said. Because so much of what Jesus says is contrary to this very thing. Jesus, of course, blessed are the peacemakers. We have a sign: choose life, not war. People are pro-life, and yet they're pro-war. Blessed are the humble. Love your brother as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Even love your enemy. All of these things are completely contrary to the statements that John Hagee makes, such as we need to make a preemptive strike on the state of Iran, meaning perhaps nuclear bombs. And then when you talk to people coming out of these meetings, they get the message loud and clear. They come away saying, we need to nuke the whole place. We need to turn the Middle East to glass. I've had that statement made so many times, I wonder if John Hagee must not have made it. So you have a climate of serial war that's created here, and it's focused upon Islam. Because as much as Hagee talks about bombing Iran, he also talks about the evils of Islam. And to him, it is a holy war where his breed of Christian is offset against Islam. And he foresees, really, a just and holy war against Islamic people everywhere. And he doesn't see them as people. He does not. And the people are coming out of these meetings really don't see the Iranian children in their eyes. They don't visualize the families. They don't visualize the humanity of any of these people in Palestine or in Iraq or in Iran. They only see a great enemy that they has been conjured up in their eyes. So very literally, what John Hagee is trying to drag America into is an ongoing crusade or holy war against Islam, and of course it would be permanent. It would never stop because they believe that as long as there is a Muslim threatening the interests of the state of Israel, then that Muslim has to be controlled or killed. So they see nothing wrong, Mark, with imprisoning all of the people that live in Gaza, which is 1,200,000 people. They see nothing wrong at all with putting a fence around them, feeding them over the top of the fence like animals, containing them with weapons, overflying them to make sure that they don't try to escape or establish any kind of freedom. They don't see anything wrong with gunning down their leaders with help from helicopters as they drive their cars around Gaza City. None of this bothers John Hagee in the least little bit. And this attitude of Knight to Honor Israel rubs off on the normal, ordinary people like your neighbors and some people listening to this station who will go away with the same attitude. It takes away their humanity. It takes away their Christianity. It robs them of what Christ has given them. This is the biggest evil of the whole movement called CUFI, which is Christians United for Israel. And of course, this movement sprung off from a official Israeli government effort called the National Unity of Christians and the National, let's see, it was Unity Coalition for Israel. So it used to be National Unity Coalition for Israel. They took the national off of it because it was really an Israeli national organization. And that's what spawned CUFI. And so you have these official Israeli efforts which are actually brought about this monster, if I may characterize it, called Christians United for Israel.
Well, you know, as you look at this whole thing, Chuck, there are so many different aspects of this that we could follow this morning that it's hard to know where to begin. Yes. But just for openers, when it comes to this whole business of demonization, Hesham Talawi was on this show yesterday in the, or I guess 2 days ago, I'm sorry, just in the last hour of the broadcast. I started out with Ray McGovern, veteran intelligence professionals for sanity. Ray was on for 2 hours from Washington, and then Dr. Talawi followed for 1 hour. And Hesham was pointing out something that I think all the listeners need to be very much aware of, and that is that in 1947, when the UN issued its edict on this whole question of Palestine and issued this partition plan, although the Jews were still the minority in Palestine at that point in terms of population, they were granted 52% of the land in this partition, the Palestinians something like 48%, and that percentage that of land given to the Palestinians, and of course this doesn't even get into the 750,000 Palestinians that forcibly had their land taken from them, who in some cases were killed, in other cases were put into refugee camps. The term concentration camp is never used. Refugee camps, they're not supposed to have any ill feelings toward us in regard to any of this, of course. But that 750,000 loses their land by armed force, land where they had been for centuries, and in turn, then the 48% of the land is then granted to them supposedly by the UN. That 48%, by the time of the Oslo agreements in 1993, which Israel has never honored, nonetheless shrunk the Palestinian percentage of that land to 22%. And now we have a situation, according to Dr. Hesham Talawi, where when you look at the way in which Israel has been dividing up this land in cantons, the way in which they have built this great retaining wall to have their own version of apartheid there, and then on top of that, the way that in which they continue to settle properties that were ceded to Palestine at Oslo, Israel continues to settle those properties with more Jewish settlers. The long and the short of it is that the Palestinians are now down to approximately 9% of what was the original 48% of that territory. We'll cover that when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths, which you can find at WHTT.org, joins us this morning for a conversation about Israel and about the Middle East and about the heresy of Christian Zionism. On Chuck's site, you'll find all kinds of important, essential news articles. You can sign up for his regular email updates. One of the articles that Chuck has posted there on the front page is Michael Brendan Doherty's article in Pat Buchanan's American Conservative, dated August 29th. That piece is entitled, Zealous for Zion. Jerusalem's most pious defenders aren't Israeli. They're not even Jewish. That's Michael Brendan Doherty in the American Conservative on August 29th. You can find that through Chuck Carlson's website, among many other things. I also wanted to mention on the air that I've been in contact with a very fine woman up in Columbus, Ohio, by the name of Jeannie Conte, C-O-N-T-E. She has an essay in E. Michael Jones' Current Culture Wars, the July-August 2007 edition, and that is entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. This goes on from page 24 to page 35 of the July and August 2007 Culture Wars. It is must reading, folks, because it underscores the truth of what Pastor Chuck Carlson is talking about this morning, and that is that we have been supporting something as Americans in the Middle East that is an absolute disaster. It's a disaster morally and politically, militarily and economically, and it's a disaster in terms of the spiritual cancer and the theological apostasy, in my judgment, that it has promoted within Protestant evangelicalism. Chuck, getting back to our conversation, then a couple of things come to my mind. The Palestinians lost something like 52% of their territory in this UN partition of 1947. Then at Oslo, they agreed to take only 22% of that total. And now, according to Hesham Talawi, on the basis of what has been going on with Israel's policies of forcible Jewish settlements and building, you know, creating cantons through America, through Israeli military occupation, and building this wall of separation and so forth, the Palestinian percentage has shrunk all the way down to 9%. John Hagee obviously doesn't talk about this. Neither does he talk about the conditions of military occupation that exist over there that I have heard you speak of and Dr. Talawi and so forth. It definitely paints a picture of a people, in this case the Palestinians, who are literally under siege. Israel is trying to eradicate these people, in my view.
Well, I went there to Gaza in 2003, March of 2003, and I stayed a week. I walked in and stayed by myself, and I witnessed mass assassinations right in front of my eyes. At 3 o'clock in the morning, the helicopters came over, hovered over the top, and you could climb up on your roof and photograph them if you wanted to. I did. And you photograph these things until you get tired and run out of film and go back and finally go to bed. And they're shooting 125-pound Hellfire missiles into somebody on the other side of town. And the next morning, then you get up and you hear on the Palestinian radio, or you just hear from people up and down the street, that four people were killed. And then you go walk in the funeral in the afternoon and you see it. This goes on not once in a while, not once a year, not at some historic time. It goes on every day. Somewhere in Palestine, every day, there is a mass assassination using American weapons to kill Palestinian people. And I have films of this. I have the wham boom of the weaponry, and the sound of the choppers overhead, and the flashes, and the distant fire, and so on. So it isn't something that, if you could get into Gaza, which you probably couldn't even get in now, and you'd see this for yourself, or you'd hear about it, or you'd see the jets flying over on their way down to the other end of the little strip, which is only 20 miles long. You mentioned the division of the land. Gaza City used to have a good port. Israel simply destroyed that. Gaza City had its own airport. Israel's destroyed all the airports in Gaza. There is no way to get in and out of Gaza except to go through the State of Israel's checkpoints. Even on the Egyptian border, Israel has a 1 kilometer corridor that they've just simply taken away from the Palestinians, and that's Israel-controlled territory. And to get into Gaza from Egypt, you go through 1 kilometer of Israel's territory. So you see, it's completely surrounded. The fences, the Mediterranean. People don't really have a concept of what a gulag really is. But these people are literally fed over the fence with a conveyor belt that elevates the wheat in. And Israel simply cuts off the water if they want. They can cut off the money. They can even cut off the money. They come in and sometimes occupied the banks and taken the money out of the banks. Last week they had the electricity cut off. They simply turn off all the electricity for the people inside Gaza. How do the people of Gaza get electricity? Well, the European Union has decided, out of humanitarian reasons, to pay for the fuel that generates the electricity. So they give Israel the money to generate the electricity. And if Israel gets mad, they simply turn off the electricity, or if the European Union has a whim to investigate something, they'll simply cut off the money for the electricity, and Israel cuts off the power for this whole million people. A million to
We'll be back with Chuck Carlson. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Danhoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Pastor Chuck Carlson of WeHoldTheseTruths.org. You can find Chuck at WHTT.org. The news articles that are there and the various items of interest that are on that front page will be invaluable to you and to your family members in the days ahead. I strongly urge you to become a part of that ministry. We Hold These Truths at WHTT.org. Chuck, as I have tried to psychoanalyze John Hagee, I met him twice face-to-face in the early 1990s when I was still connected to Texas Bible College here in San Antonio. As I try to psychoanalyze him and to psychoanalyze, as it were, using that term advisedly, those who follow him uncritically and who believe that what he is saying is biblical, One of the things that seems to come forth quite strongly in his messages, message after message, day after day, week after week, is what I would perceive to be a health, wealth, and prosperity type of gospel, where basically he tells the average American that if we support Israel, the Zionist state of Israel, that in Hagee's view, according to Genesis 12, verse 3, or according to his interpretation of Genesis 12, verse 3, I should say, God will in turn give great national blessing to America. And Hagee also goes on to say, in many cases, that individuals who follow Hagee's line on Israel will also receive God's economic blessings. Now, two things come to my mind when I read this stuff. Number one is that Hagee does not seem to see that there's an irony in this. We have been supporting Israel since its inception, and yet in contrast to the picture that he paints, it seems to me that the United States politically, economically, militarily, morally, and culturally is in a far weaker state than it was in 1945. That's number one. And then number two, this whole business of the health, wealth, and prosperity gospel, it seems to me that as Hagee is promising supporters of Israel that they in turn will be economically blessed, aren't we talking about a dangerous barter system theology here, where people can barter their way to a better situation with God by, instead of relying upon God's grace, doing certain things that will then cause God to bless us? And then also, are we not dealing with a situation here where in Hagee's theology of bless the Zionist state of Israel and you will be blessed, he's having a bit of a difficulty selling this in more thinking circles now, because when you look at the American war effort in Iraq, and you look at what is ongoingly unfolding in the Middle East, you look at the central banking crisis in this country that the subprime mortgage thing has exacerbated, and you look at all the crime and the cultural problems in the land, isn't all of this beginning to provide both qualitative and quantitative evidence that Hagee's theology is false?
Is false. It's not scriptural, and pastors have gone to his meetings and come away shaking their heads and said they did not hear any Christianity taught in a night to honor Israel. Now, when Hagee has his regular meetings at Cornerstone Church, they're probably a little different, but not much. I've listened to some of them, and others who've gone there have said because of his preoccupation with Israel first, he's largely had to leave out the sections of the Bible where Christ said all of the words that identified Christianity, the words that we talked about, love your neighbor as yourself, and love even your enemy. So I want to express, however, that this is not just Hagee. Hagee is simply the current manifestation of the huge dispensational movement. And if it was just John Hagee, it would be sort of a big bad joke. But it's not. It's maybe as many as 100 million people in America are influenced by this so-called theology that started only 100 years ago. And our mission, our effort, if we want to see America change and be restored, is to rescue the people who are listening to Hagee from Hagee. And that requires a lot of sympathy, because they're our neighbors, or our friends, or even our family. In every family I talk to, somebody in the family is somehow affected by the theology called dispensationalism,
yes,
or Christian Zionism that Hagee teaches. And whether it's through Pat Robertson or the Big Crouch Network, the huge mega network, whether it's through other billion-dollar Christian television networks, of which there are a couple, or whether it's through the Bible studies of Kay Arthur, Precept Ministries, or Bible Fellowship, or whether it's through the big mega churches that preach the same theology through the National Association of Evangelicals and the National Association of Christian Broadcasters, which are dominated by the same theology. This is what is causing the voting bloc that is allowing the state of Israel to carry out its will. And it is literally carrying out its own will. Today, the foreign policy of the United States is essentially dominated by what those who control Israel want. I'm not saying what Israel wants, but I'm saying what those who control Israel want. And it needs to be understood that the people in the state of Israel are not all guilty of this. Generally speaking, though, the people in the state of Israel are largely agnostic and don't really believe much of anything. They're cynical about Judaism because of what their government does. They're cynical about Christianity, of course. But the people who live in the state of Israel, do business there day to day, don't like having their children drafted year after year, put in the military, go off and taught a very evil concept, live with women. Basically, you have women in the military with the Israelis. It's a state of war, a perpetual state of war for 56 years now or more. And the people of the state of Israel don't like it either. So we have a situation where Americans, if they understood it, wouldn't like it. And in a growing segment, a growing very large part of Americans don't like what's going on in the warring, the perpetual warring. The citizens in Israel don't like it. And who does like it? Well, the radical warlike elements within Israel like it. The radical war-making elements within our country like it. We call them the neocons now. We used to call them the CFR bloc or whatever. They've gone by various names. They like it, and the Christian Zionists think they like it. But, Mark, I want to make one point very clear at the outset. Everything that Christian Zionists do as a result of listening to John Hagee works against their best interests. The people who go to Night to Honor Israel and spend their money, waste their money, in a false effort to carry out a false religion are the worst victims of what they're doing. It's their children who volunteer to go in and serve in the military, because these Christian dispensational Christians think that the war is an honorable thing to do. They think that maybe killing Arabs is a necessity. They view it as a necessity of carrying out the will, God's will, in the Middle East. So they don't object when their 17-year-old volunteers, quits high school in his junior year or senior year, and goes off and joins the Marines. We just met, my wife and I met, a 17-year-old who is now 26, and he'd been in the military all that time. He came from a dispensational family. His family didn't see any problem with the war. He had no right leg, he had no left leg, he had no hip joints. From the waist down, he was artificial. He'd been in a rocket attack. And he said that his family has now turned against the war, but he could not bring himself to even discuss it. He said, I can't get into the politics of this. I can't let my head get into this. I have such a fight to stay alive. And he's a victim. His family probably encouraged him, or at least didn't resist when he volunteered 7 years ago. So what I'm saying to you is the worst victims of what are going on are the Christian Zionists themselves. They are the victims of Hagee. So our efforts need to be for our own interest and our own enlightened self-interest. We need to rescue these people, but it's also in their interest, because if we believe what Christ says, then we must believe that what they're doing is a violation of everything he says. And how will Christ view all these Christian Zionists at the judgment that he talks about? What is he going to say? How is he going to approach these people? How are they going to approach him when the reality of what Christ taught becomes a reality in each one of our lives? So what I want to express is that we have a mission to try to reach these people, and that's why we hold these truths started the mission to the church, which essentially goes to the church and challenges the church at the front door, called Project Straight Gate, of which we've done some 60 of these missions now, five of them are at Hagey churches, but 55 or more at other churches. And I'm saying that every church in America needs to be challenged with one of these vigils in front of the church to challenge them as to what they teach, what they believe, and are they following false doctrine. The issue is so serious that we need to act like it's serious. If a thing is evil, you need to act like it's evil. It isn't enough to talk about it being evil. You need to act like it's evil. And that's why we have a Project Straight Gate. I wanted to also say I made a mistake at the outset of the broadcast. I said we were going to be at Modesto, California. Up the road, it's Fresno, California, where we're going to be.
Fresno.
If somebody lives
okay.
in Modesto, it's just a quick hike up there, and you can join the vigil. And then in October, we're going to be in San Antonio at John Hagee's church because they're having a night to honor Israel in San Antonio on the 14th, I think it is, of October. So Project Straight Gate will be there. So anybody who's in anywhere around Central California, even Los Angeles to San Francisco, it's not that bad a drive. And same with San Antonio. Anybody within anywhere near San Antonio should think about coming over and participating in this these events, which are really a spiritual high event. They're not a vicious picket, but they are a really a great event. And one of our friends came to the last one we did in Oakland, California. He came all the way from Greenville, South Carolina to be there, and he said it was church. We had church outside of the church. So this is the spirit that we try to maintain as we go to these churches.
Well, Chuck, you were talking at the beginning of the show about this whole business of demonization, the way in which this whole Christian Zionist movement and the people who are employing it for their own purposes have to be demonizing Palestinians, demonizing Arabs, demonizing people throughout the Islamic world. What about the demonization of those Americans and those Christians who are not on board with Hagee's agenda? Haven't you been subjected, and people like you, have you not been subjected to things from time to time that have assailed your Christianity or your patriotism or your standing as a good American?
Well, sure. And that happens. All these things happen when you do a vigil. And people come out and talk to you, and they send you letters, and you hear the things. But that basically reinforces this. It really basically reinforces what we believe and what we do. And it shows the need for what we are doing. And Christian Zionism is a violent religion. It really is. It brings out anything that recommends bombing another country is a pretty violent religion. So that comes out, and at vigils you do have that. You have people that come out and want to tell you that you deserve to be nuked along with the. With the Iraqis or whoever they're talking, Iranians. But also you have people who come out and who are just like me, who I was once in one of these churches, and I raised my family in one of these churches, and I could have been guilty of letting my kids go to war if I'd have been a father in that church and not challenged it. I did challenge what my church was doing, and in 1990, I left the Southern Baptist Convention. I did it by writing a letter to everyone and telling them and challenging them, the leaders, why we were not opposing the first bombing of Iran. And that letter is still available on our website. That was my change. And so if it can happen to me, it can happen to a lot of other people. And most of the people who are on our board of directors and advisors have come out of some evangelical church where they've been taught this, and this polarized their thinking. Eventually they saw through it, and they started looking for something else. We've had pastors who've told us this, and we're now seeing breakthroughs. A man named Joel Hunter, who's a pastor of a big, big church in Florida, is being attacked by radical Israeli groups who are now picketing his church. They're going to his church and picketing his church because he had the nerve to come out and sign a paper to the president saying the Palestinians do have some rights. and churches need to stand up for the rights of Palestinians as well as other people. Joel Hunter's church and he's, by the way, he's being interviewed on BBC today in some sort of a debate that you might want to look for.
Okay.
And he might be someone you want to interview, Mark, because he's a Christian from an evangelical church who is on the board of the National Association of Evangelicals, and is turning, standing up. He noticed he's standing up. So this has got to happen, and our effort is to bring about change within the evangelical church, to where millions of people will walk out. And I could give you all kinds of illustrations, examples of Baptist deacons like myself who walked out of these churches and are now the most powerful witnesses against the dispensational movement, and who see it as with a shudder in their own life, look back and say, how could I possibly have allowed myself to accept such teachings around me?
Well, Chuck, in terms of your own life and what you're sharing with us about Joel Hunter, and I hear the bumper music coming up, so I'll ask you this when we come back. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Pastor Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths, which you can find at WHTT.org. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Pastor Chuck Carlson of WeHoldTheseTruths.org, which you can find at WHTT.org. These next few minutes tend to be a time in this broadcast of frequent commercial interruption. We'll be back to our conversation with Pastor Carlson in approximately 5 minutes from now at the top of the hour. Wanted to put in a plug for the No More Wars for Israel conference. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross sent this to me yesterday. He's saying that on the weekend of October 12th through 14th, patriots from around the world will be gathering in Southern California to call for an end to the endless wars being waged, and yet more planned if the neocons get their way, being waged in the Middle East by the United States, sacrificing the lives of our sons and daughters, all for the sake, in Mark Glenn's words here, of a worthless and parasitic and terroristic nation by the name of Israel, and at the behest of their powerful lobby here in Washington, D.C. This October 12th through 14th conference will be held in Orange County, California, minutes away from John Wayne International Airport and 30 minutes from LAX. Friday evening, the 12th, there will be a cocktail meet-and-greet party, which will kick off the weekend's events, which will include a banquet dinner on Saturday and breakfast on Sunday. Confirmed speakers include Canadian free speech activist Paul Fromm, American Free Press founder and publisher Willis Carto, AFP correspondent and RBN radio talk show host Michael Collins Piper, author and AFP correspondent Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, columnist and RBN radio host Mark Dankoff, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television, Father Christopher Hunter, vote fraud investigator and anti-Zionist activist Jim Condit, Ralph Forbes of the American Free Press is going to be there, John DeNugent and Margaret Huffstickler of the Barnes Review, Ella Mariani, the 9/11 widow and truth activist, Stan Hess, the European-American activist, Dedri Fields, the South African activist, writer, and political analyst. These are just a few of the speakers that will be there in the Southern California area October 12th through the 14th, saying with one voice, no more wars for Israel. Hotel rooms are $109 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration, $150 per person. Couples, $195. Student discounts available. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. If you are interested in this, folks, contact Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. You can also find him at crescentandcross.com. Mark's mailing address is Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Kerrywood, Idaho 83909. That's Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho 83809. We'll be continuing to announce the details on this conference every broadcast between now and October the 12th. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Pastor Chuck Carlson of WeHoldTheseTruths.org. Stay tuned.
It's true.